Blog Talk Radio.
Merry Christmas, everybody. We want to thank you for keeping us safe and warm. We want to thank you for protecting us from a storm of ignorance and hate. We want to take the time to stop and appreciate the sacrifice you made. Merry Christmas, yeah, this one's for you. Merry Christmas, yeah, for all the things you do. We're gonna take this time to stop and appreciate the sacrifice you made. Merry Christmas, yeah. Sacrifice you made. Merry Christmas, yeah. I hope yours is safe and warm. Merry Christmas, yeah. Merry Christmas, yeah. Merry Christmas, yeah. Merry Christmas. Time to stop and appreciate the sacrifice you made. Merry Christmas, G.I. Christmas, GIs.
Merry Christmas.
And thank you.
Yes, love that. It's Extreme Woody representing South Carolina. You might can hear my television because I am listening and watching the President of the United States speak at Mandela's memorial service. Like many of you probably are also. I'm tuned to Morning Joe. Have been tuned to ABC News and checked out Squawk Box. A little bit, but back on Morning Joe, and the president walked out right when it's time for my show to broadcast. So if you hear a little background noise, it's because my television's turned down a little bit, but listening to the president present his kind words regarding the memorial of the late Nelson Mandela, former president of South Africa. So let's take a moment of silence. Sending hugs of condolences to his immediate family, loved ones, supporters all around the world. God bless. Here's Rick Springfield, Oh Holy Night. Today's topic also is penny pinching during the holiday shopping season. And, of course, hot topics. Definitely a hot topic, the memorial service that is going on right now. In South Africa. Oh, man. There's been some news. But here's Rick Springfield, Oh Holy Night.
Oh Holy Night.
stars are brightly shining. It is the night of the dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees, oh hear the angel voices. All night divine, all night when Christ was born.
President Obama is preaching. Yes, indeed. So, I am looking at, since the topic is penny pinching during the holiday season, holiday shopping season, you know, some of us love the holiday season regardless, but also many of us are on budgets regardless of you know, all of us on budgets, regardless of who we are or how much money we have or don't have. And sometimes by not having the right budget can cause some of us to feel that bah humbug type of feeling and being in that kind of mood. But penny pinching, discount shopping, finding out what's free out there, couponing, so many things that can that we can do during the holiday season to really budget correctly. I am looking at a website called The Frugal Cafe, and their motto is where it. The slogan is where it's cheap to be cheap. And Frugal Cafe says that, and this is by Vicky McClure Davidson, and I've shared from this website before, I believe. Dreaming of a penny pinching Christmas, she writes that, I'm from a pretty large family. Christmas gift shopping could pummel our budget if our family tried to give all the nieces, nephews, aunts, uncles, and in-laws a gift. So I don't even try. I've been a penny-pinching Christmas shopper for decades, and now that's chick. However, I'm close to some family members and a few close friends and really want to give them a small gift during the most wonderful time of the year as a token of my love and affection for them. It is, after all, Christmas. But I won't risk our family's financial security. And many of us, you know, we have to think about after Christmas also, right? But I won't risk our family's financial security or my sanity to do it, and neither should you. Materialism and conspicuous consumption at Christmas has gotten out of hand for decades. Heck, even cartoonist Charles M. Such decried this way back in 1965 in his TV animation classic, A Charlie Brown Christmas. The recent mercurial behavior of our unpredictable and crisis-ridden economy is another reason to change our approach to the holidays. The financial crisis we're going through now is a cold slap of reality. Here are some valuable tips on having a wonderful penny-pinching Christmas that have worked well for us and can work for you. And Vicky shares that it is important to make a gift list and a budget early on. Make a list early on. And, you know, to prepare for next Christmas, she recommends to, even in January for the next Christmas. And, you know, I mentioned last week, sometimes, you know, hey, sometimes people get those Christmas gifts after Christmas because that's when, you know, that's when a lot of sales and deals are happening, the day after Christmas and the week after Christmas, you know. But She goes on to say that making a list early on, even in January for the next Christmas, has been such a help to me. After Christmas specials and an increased amount of never-used gift donations to thrift stores make January one of the best months for shopping for the next Yuletide season, summer is also a good time. Armed with a list of each person's likes, dislikes, clothing size, and hobbies, you can easily get all of your shopping done months before December rolls around again. While I've tried but have never accomplished this, my goal is to see this year. And she goes on to say that determine a maximum amount to spend on each individual or family and write it down. If you purchase something in the spring, by winter you may be fuzzy-head about how much you've already spent on someone and may give in to the temptation to buy them just one more little thing. Don't do it. This is where overspending innocently begins. Nip it in the bud now by setting limits for yourself and then not go over those limits. Unless you're like me and like to give happy bags, then, you know, you can pretty much do little things like happy bags and maybe add up one more item, you know. I'm just saying, it depends. Then she goes on to say that this is where overspending innocently begins. Nip it in the bud now by setting limits for yourself and then not going over those limits. One more thing, take the maximum dollar amount you all allocated for each person on the list and add them all up. You may be horrified to see how much money you could be spending. Take a deep breath and read the next section. So I'm going to share the next section. Prune that gift list. So you make the gift list and then you go through it and you prune it. Spend a bit of time looking over the list and determining if there are individuals or families that you could strike off the list. Now, it's close to Christmas already, so you should already kind of, if you haven't finished shopping, you should pretty much have things in mind. So many of us want to spread holiday cheer to everyone who crosses the paths in our lives, but this becomes more and more of a financial and mental burden. This overindulgence at Christmas time can lead to undue stress and depression. Exactly, you know, I've been talking about that a lot. That's another reason why some people go into depression, because of their budgeting or not having enough money or enough time or whatever. So sometimes that's what causes people to go into stress and depression. How to solve this? Do not give presents to everyone. It's that simple. So cross some names off that list. For those who are not off your gift list, you can make them a lovely personalized Christmas card and write in there a few specifics as to why you find them to be so special. And I'm good at that. When I do, you know, I like to buy gifts, but then also I'm a person that gives cards throughout the year anyway. So cards are good to not only give a card, but write a handwritten note in your card also, like she stated. Write in there a few specifics as to why you find them to be so special and how much you have benefited from having them in your life. Be sincere and be specific. Believe me, most people will appreciate this token of yourself much more than you spending $30 on a fruit basket or an unneeded shower caddy. We have too much clutter in our lives already. Okay, start shopping early. Start long before Christmas. Helps absorb the financial impact of Christmas shopping. But don't fret. Christmas is not far away, but you can still be patient and calm, but make note of who's on your list and what you need to do. This is me talking, and where you need to go, where you would shop online, and where will you shop in store, you know? And honestly, Avon has a lot of awesome stuff for everyone in your life, pretty much. So I'm telling you, visit Avon or get in touch with Avon man or lady in your community also. And if you need me to help you, get in touch with an Avon representative in your area that you can contact and talk with in person, I will help you. But you can also visit my web store at youravon.com/Beth Williams. Honestly, we have some amazing deals on some of your favorite and new products. But on to shopping early. Shopping early has the disadvantage of giving you multiple months to forget where you hid purchases. By selecting one secluded spot for storage, you won't be tearing through the house the week before Christmas, crazily trying to locate gifts that you bought and hid in April. She says that her poor mom has lost gifts at Christmas only to find them months later in a forgotten hiding place. Don't try to do all your shopping in December. That's when stress and time running out can make you lose control and overspend or use a credit card. A recent consumer report survey found that as of December the 9th, one-third of respondents had yet to start. December the 9th was yesterday, to start their holiday shopping, and that was just over a third did not expect to finish their shopping until Christmas Eve. Exactly. This should be the time when you are having fun with your family and coworkers, sipping hot cocoa, attending Christmas programs, building snowmen, reminiscing in front of the fireplace. I can turn my TV down now. The president's through speaking and commercials are running. Shopping with all the frantic crowds is indeed stressful and unnecessary. A good time to shop for gifts online is during the long month of summer. Since this is the time of year that people are traveling and shopping online less, great bargains can be had. Many online companies like Amazon.com offer free shipping several times a year, and you must spend a minimum dollar amount to receive the free shipping. That's how Avon is. In past years, this has been offered during through the and a lot of companies like that. You get that free shipping. That really is because that shipping can be costly. So when you get free shipping, that is definitely a blessing. It goes on to say that in past years, this has been offered during through the Thanksgiving season. With the high cost of gasoline, free shipping and shopping in your PJs in front of the computer is a blessing. So check into it for additional savings. Stressed out? Me? Sadly, the holidays hold more stress than joy for most people. A survey panel conducted in 07 by the market research company Computerspace discovered the following. Panel members were asked to view and select an image that best described their feelings about holiday shopping. Most chose an image of a blank-faced woman indicating little excitement or pleasure at the thought of buying gifts for the holidays. The second largest group chose images portraying stress and anxiety. Only a few respondents picked images that suggest they were happy or excited about shopping during that holiday season. Did you all hear or have heard about the story where the man was shopping with his girlfriend in China? My friend, my attorney in Dallas, Jay, we just know as John Deuce on Facebook, he posted on his page, and I shared it on my page, and I hadn't seen it on TV yet, and the first time I seen it was on his page. But this guy committed. Well, I heard a story about a man died while shopping, but I didn't know he committed suicide. So I take that back. But I didn't know the man had committed suicide, but his girlfriend had been shopping for 5 hours, and his girlfriend, and he, like, jumped from, like, the seventh level of a shopping center mall in China and, like, landed on the cosmetics counter and immediately died. Now, I have listeners in China, so, oh, man, that is like, wow. That's wow. You know, and a lot of my Facebook friends, one particular really commented on that. And then I read some of the comments beneath the article, and it's from Gawker.com. Check out Gawker.com, and you will see the story where the man commits suicide because he was ready to go, and his girlfriend said, well, let's go to one more shoe store, and the guy got frustrated, and they got into an argument, and she was, like, telling him that he, you know, he's not in the Christmas spirit, and lo and behold, he jumps up from the seventh level of a mall and lands on the cosmetic counter, and they said he died on impact. That is something. So, excuse me, so let's do our best to be calm and patient and just walk away, you know? Go to the food court, get something to eat or something. By analyzing and limiting the amount of time and money you spend on gifts, you befriend yourself, freeing yourself to embrace the holidays rather than dread them. Pamper yourself with less rush agenda, with fewer obligations, and you'll likely have the most stress-free Christmas you've ever had in years. For ideas on Christmas family activities that are frugal, also on this article, you can check out more information, so you can check it out. Pay cash only. This is one of the hardest things to do when shopping for Christmas gifts, but it is the one area where you will save the most money. Finance charges and other credit card fees eat up any sale prices you thought you have. Research also shows that impulse shopping for credit card is much easier than with cash because the paying factor is significantly less of a credit card. When you're handing over a stack of bills to a clerk for an item, you tend to analyze and evaluate the wisdom of the purchase more deeply. As a result, the act of paying cash will drastically reduce those frivolous, on-a-whim purchases. Whether you're conscious of it or not, handing over cash hurts. Swiping a plastic card does not, so pay cash only. I have not used a credit card at Christmas for more than 18 years, Vicky says, the writer of this article. It was extremely hard to do that at first, but I adjusted, and now it isn't difficult at all. However, I must plan ahead. I get in January reverse that less, that of my less frugal friends is priceless to me. The amount of interest our nation pays on Christmas credit card purchases is staggering. Consumers who pay their bill in full and on time every month enjoy what's called a grace period. According to a recent article by Bob Sullivan on how to save money on credit cards, they never pay interest and have about 30 days grace before charges kick in. But consumers who fail to pay on time fall from grace. From that point onward, they pay interest on every single purchase they make. That stinks, and it's a very bad way to use credit cards. Buy lunch for $5, the article points out that you are paying interest on that money before you even eat the first French fry. Credit card terms are always changing and not ever to help the consumer. Do not let them persuade you to open a new account or increase the limit on your current account. Your interest rate can skyrocket if your credit score declines because of your payment behavior with other creditors. Even if you always pay your credit card on time with them and have never missed a payment. Some credit card issuers will raise your rate if you inquire about a car loan or open a new credit card. At Christmas, the major card companies may entice you with teaser rates, those that are low for a short term and then explode once the trial period is over. Late fees have doubled in the past 10 years, and numerous new fees and or penalties have been added. As of fall 2008, credit card issuers were starting to pull back on promotional offers that allow borrowers to pay no interest for months, as they tried to get ahead of stiffer lending rules that have been proposed by federal banking regulators and Congress. Reward programs became stingier as lenders analyzed ways to cut corners to save money. Card companies, for example, started to substitute cheaper brands in their reward programs as a way of lowering the cost of the redemption prices. Credit card dependence in the United States is now starting to reverse itself, likely because of the economic crisis America is going through. Many families, once content to buy now and pay later, are now showing signs that they are eager to trim or eliminate their reliance on credit cards. The U.S. Treasury Department is currently spending billions of dollars in taxpayer money to clean up the economic mess brought on in part by all sorts of easy credit. In a nutshell, rein in your credit card habits. The tough financial times we face in the upcoming months necessitate it. And should you need to apply for a credit card at some point, be extremely cautious. There is a new game in town now. Always read the small print. You may be shocked to see how things have changed in the credit card world in just the past year, even for those consumers with good, solid credit and on-time payment. And then there's on this article, there's a PBS video that illustrates the devastation using credit cards at Christmas can bring. And also they have important things that one should know about credit cards. And then also, no matter how much you fool yourself or justify or lament, use a credit card always, always, always increases the ultimate cost of the purchase. So that darling 40% off sweater you bought with plastic for Aunt Margot could ultimately cost you double what you thought you paid for it. You may be thinking with a sly smile, if I pay that sweater off when it first hits my statement, there would be no finance charge. And you would be right. That is if you do it, and about 48% of people do not. If you believe you can uncompromisingly be in that percentage group who paid their Christmas bill off in full in January, then follow your heart. If you only charge the sweater and nothing else, it is indeed possible. But I won't step down from my stance. Using credit cards is always risky because despite your most ardent intentions, you can be seduced into charging a few more things and you never know what other financial obligations will pop up after the Christmas tree is taken down. And, oh, no, your water heater conks out. Oh, yeah, we know that. Because right at Thanksgiving, we had electrical problems we had to get fixed. We had some plumbing situation, but it it was rectified, but you never know. And then I've talked to other people who have told me about different things that have popped up during this holiday season. So, you know, we always have to be prepared for Murphy's Law. What can happen will happen. And then it goes on, your car needs a new alterator on January 14th. Your son decides he wants to join the chess club at school, and there are fees for registering and for away tournaments. And just like that, whoosh, your frugal, fierce resolve to pay off that 400 credit card statement when you receive the bill simply cannot be done because you've unexpected expenses that wiped out your available cash. We cannot plan for the future demands on our money, but we can take control and not add to the mess with capricious spending. In 07, although fewer consumers used credit cards during Christmas, those who did depend on that method of payment expected to charge an average of $723 for gifts, an increase of 15% of 06. Consumers with Internet access at home expected to charge $759 in holiday purchases. Now, we talked about Cyber Monday and online sales last week when we were talking about the history of cyber. Monday, and each year those figures have increased. Once again, do not use credit cards at Christmas. For more information about credit card debt and learn how to get out of debt, there are a number of outstanding websites on the Internet that could be of help. One that's recommended is to help people learn to eliminate credit card debt is Dave Ramsey. Many of us know about him, right, and his advice. Financial advisor Dave Ramsey offers in-depth financial information on the site, and is also the host of the national syndicated radio program, The Dave Ramsey Show, which broadcasts each week to more than 350 radio stations throughout the United States. If you already have a high amount of credit card debt, one thing you can try to do is transfer your credit card balances to a card for lower interest rate. Offer a card with a 0, 1, or 2% rate if possible, and concentrate on paying it off entirely while those low rates last. Make the gift special. From the gift list you constructed in January, you should know a number of things about each person on the list, such as his or her interests, likes, dislikes, and our hobbies. Hopefully this knowledge will help you from buying what I refer to as Christmas gifts from Hayes. Have you ever received a Christmas present that was so inappropriate for you that you thought you opened a gift intended for someone else? You may have received an assortment of gourmet coffees but suffer from ulcers and can't drink coffee. You may have received a lovely cologne or aftershave but have allergies. She says that her daughter for several years received dainty pierced earrings from a relative. They were indeed cute, but her daughter did not have pierced ears. Pay attention and keep notes. And I just left my page. But pay attention and keep notes. That's real important. And it's almost time to conclude the show. But I'll share that article. But I want to share this right quick. It's been like news that's been happening last evening overnight. Some major retailers to list shoppers' rights after profiling customers, since we're talking about shopping. A group of major retailers in New York announced they will post a shopper's bill of rights in response to allegations of racial profiling. New York, responding to allegations of racial profiling, a coalition of major retailers agreed Monday to create a customer bill of rights that will explicitly prohibit profiling and unreasonable searches. Civil rights leaders met Monday with representatives from retail chains, including Barney's, Macy's, Saks Fifth Avenue, Bergdorf, Goodman, Lord & Taylor, and The Gap. The Reverend L. Sharpton said, which I have been watching, he's on Morning Joe this morning, the agreement drafted by the Retail Council of the New York State Trade Group prohibits profiling and unreasonable searches in states that workers who violate their employer's prohibition on profiling be disciplined and could be fired. The document also supports internal tests to ensure stores are compliant with the prohibition against profiling. The two groups first met last month after several black shoppers alleged they were racially profiled at Macy's and Barney's, New York. The stores denied they had policies that targeted black customers. What do y'all think, you know? We intended to stay on this until we can guarantee that racial profiling and shop and frisk become something of the past, said Sharpton, who was joined by some retailers and civil rights advocates at the announcement. and that the boundaries are clear with the NYPD and retailers. The Bill of Rights will be posted in stores and on retailers' websites this week. So when you're shopping online and you're shopping in stores, you will see a Bill of Rights regarding customers. Retailers have also begun to reevaluate the tactics used for security. Sharpton said the group has also requested a meeting with incoming police commissioner William Branton to discuss boundaries regarding the NYPD's involvement in retail security. I interviewed for a retailer in one of my local malls a couple weeks ago. I hadn't heard from them, but thank God, because I've been sick, but I'm well now, so it's a perfect time for them to call me. But I've worked in direct selling and retail. My associate of science degree is in retail management, you know, sales and marketing, fashion merchandising, design. I love the retail industry, and I, you know, work in sales and management, and now I'm a consumer. And so this is very interesting. Very interesting. He has said, a spokesman for the mayor-elect, Bill de Blasio, said he appreciates the Bill of Rights and the retailers' efforts. He has said repeatedly that his administration will have zero tolerance for racial profiling of any kind, said the spokeswoman, Liz Smith. Macy's is cooperating with the coalition, said Ed Goldberg, a senior executive. We subscribe to the document that's going to be realized today by the Retail Council, Goldberg said. I think we're making excellent progress. In October, a 19-year-old con student, Trayon Christian, sued the New York PD in Barney's, claiming he was racially targeted after buying a 349 Ferragamo, that's how you pronounce it, right? Belt in April at the Madison Avenue store. A Barney's customer, Kayla Phillips, 21, filed a complaint with the city's police watchdog agency, saying she had a similar experience after buying a 2500 Celine handbag in February. Barney's CEO, Mark Lee, had apologized, saying no one should go through the unacceptable experiences described by Trayon Christian and Kayla Phillips in recent media reports, and we offer our deepest sympathies to them. And I studied business management also at Jackson State for 2 years. It was time for me to get my BS, but, you know, stuff was happening, so something, I didn't graduate. I just wanted to know, this is a topic that really interests me. I'm going to dedicate a show next week, probably next Tuesday, to this topic right here. So we'll probably find out more today, since there will be a meeting today also regarding it. But the company said in a report that its employees did not initiate any profiling. It did not call police requesting or suggesting that the customers be stopped or detained. Actor Robert Brown filed a lawsuit against Macy's saying he was stopped inside his flagship store in Herald Square in June after he purchased a $1,000 350 Movado wristwatch. I love those watches. Brown said he thought he was stopped because he is African-American. Macy's has said it does not tolerate discrimination. Barney said 2 weeks ago that it would start monitoring the police as they monitor shoppers in its flagship Manhattan store. An internal Barney's memo sent to store security staff said Barney's would start keeping a log of which police officers use the security room. The memo obtained by the Associated Press said Barney's would maintain video and audio surveillance of the room where security staff and police watch monitors set up around the store. And if I was a salesperson, I would be hurt too. Don't run my customers off. You know? And here's another article regarding minimum wage. $15 minimum wage measure survives. The Associated Press. A measure to raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour for many businesses at near Seattle to Tacoma International Airport appears to have survived a ballot recount. In Seattle, after an election recount Monday, a proposition to raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour in the suburb of SeaTac appears to have survived. King County election officials said the measure passed by 77 votes in last month's election, with 6,003 votes counted. Ballots for SeaTac Proposition 1 were recounted by hand Monday, and no changes were identified. Election Director Cheryl Hub said in a statement Monday afternoon. The recount results were expected to be finalized Tuesday. The recount was requested by Common Sense CTEC, a business group that opposed that proposition. The CTEC minimum wage campaign drew $1.8 million in spending in the small city, with national labor groups supporting higher pay and national business groups opposing it. The measure, which will require 15 minimum wage and a handful of paid sick days for about 6,500 workers in and around Seattle-Tacoma International Airport, is set to take effect on January the 1st. Even though the citizens of SeaTech are narrowly divided on the wisdom of this ideal, the business does not have to prepare for living with this measure, said Mike Wiz, co-chair of Common Sense SeaTech. As we said during the campaign, this measure will have an undesirable effect, Wiz said in an email statement. Across some 70 businesses, there are likely to be price increase, layoffs, changes in hiring, as well as the administrative costs expected on the taxpayers of SeaTech.